之脸，不
顾
羞
耻。
从今以后，你岂不向我呼叫说：我父啊，你是我幼年的恩主。耶和华岂永远怀怒，存留到底吗？看哪，你又发恶言，又行坏事，随自己的私意而行。约西亚王在位的时候，耶和华又对我说：被盗的以色列所行的，你看见没有？他上各高山，在各青翠树下行淫。他行这些事以后，我说他必归向我，他却不归向我。他奸诈的妹妹犹大也看见了，被盗的以色列行淫，我为这缘故给他休书休他。我看见他奸诈的妹妹犹大还不惧怕，也去行淫，因以色列轻忽了他的淫乱，和石头木头行淫，地就被玷污了。虽有这一切的事，他奸诈的妹妹犹大还不一心归向我，不过是假意归我。这是耶和华说的。耶和华对我说：被盗的以色列比奸诈的犹大还显为义。你去向北方宣告说：
耶和
华说，被盗的以色列啊，回来吧，我必不怒目看你们，因为我是慈爱的，我必不永远存怒。这是耶和华说的。只要承认你的罪孽，就是你违背耶和华你的神，在各青翠树下向别神东奔西跑，没有听从我的话。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说：被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫，并且我必将你们从一城娶一人，从一族娶两人，带到西安。我也必将合我心的牧者赐给你们，他们以知识和智慧牧养你们。耶和华，你们在国中生养众多，当那些日子，人必不再提说耶和华的约柜，不追想，不纪念，不觉缺少，也不再制造。那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座，万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华立名的地方聚集。他们必不再随从自己顽梗的恶心行事。当那些日子，犹大家要和以色列人
同行，
从北方之地一同来到我赐给你们列祖为业之地。
我要介绍今天的讲员。
Let me introduce our speaker today.
他有一个漂亮和贤惠的妻子。
He has a beautiful and wise wife.
他有三个聪明而可爱的孩子。
And three smart and cute kids.
他是学校英语部的教授。
He is the teacher of Old Testament in our English class.In our English track.
他的希伯来文很好。
His Hebrew is excellent.
他的希腊文也不差。
But his Greek is not bad.
他是我们学校英经博士班的主任。
He is the program director of our HSD.
你们猜一下他是谁？
You guess who he is.
接下来我们把时间交给我们今天的讲员。和翻译杜老师。
Let's welcome our speaker, Dr. Melissa, and interpreter Linda, too.
大家早安。
You may have heard of the popular preacher of prosperity, Joel Osteen. That's a surprise for her.
I never heard of it.
Oh, really? Well, you may have heard of the popular preacher of prosperity, Joel Osteen.
Okay. 你们可能听过 Joel Osteen 专门讲财富神学的。
He begins his speeches always with a joke.
他每一次讲到一开始都讲笑话。
Look at me.
看看我。
I'm not Joel Osteen.
那我是 Joel Osteen 吗？
So no joke.
所以这边我不讲笑话。
But something else.
但是我会告诉你们别的。
One thing I'm passionate about is soccer.
有一样东西我非常的喜欢的是足球。
Who among you watched the FIFA World Cup final on July 13?
谁看了今年的呢世界杯的决赛？
The score was 1-0 for Germany against Argentina.
那是那时候德国打阿根廷。
Well, the winning goal was scored by a 22-year-old or young player named Mario Götze.
而德国他得胜的那球呢，是他一个22岁的 Mario Götze 踢进去的。
He moved to my hometown when he was 6 years old.
他6岁的时候就搬到我自己出生的那个地方。
He soon started playing for the local soccer club Borussia Dortmund.
他那时候为我们当地的那个足球队参加了足球队。
And in 2009, he became a professional player for Borussia Dortmund.
2009年，他也成为了职业的足球手。
He was an extremely popular player of the team.
他是当时我们队里面非常非常受欢迎的一个球员。
There are usually 80,000 people to celebrate the team each Saturday when they play.
每一个星期六，当他们踢足球的时候，有大约8万人涌来庆祝他们踢球。
Excitement about the team and especially Mario Götze was huge.
那当时每一个人都很喜
欢。I use the past tense here because in May 2013 it was announced that he would move on to play for a different team.
但是在2013年的时候，他宣布他会去为另外一个足球队踢球。
He decided to play for Bayern Munich, the most successful team in Germany.
他当时决定加入慕尼黑的另外一个球队。
And since that day it was announced, he was seen as a traitor by many fans of Borussia Dortmund.
他一宣布他转了球队了以后，他被我们那个城的所有的足球迷当作是叛徒。
People cut their emotional ties with him.
没有人想再见到他。
And I'm sure that many people burned their jerseys with his name on.
那有些人可能有他的纪念品的全部都一起烧掉。
He became the object of hatred in my hometown.
在我的城市里面，很多人都恨他。
At least by those very passionate people.
然后这些都是一些满怀热忱的人。
People in my hometown in Dortmund were finished with him.
我的城里面的人呢，基本上从此不想再见他了。
In this world of soccer in Germany, one wrong move means you're out.
在德国足球这种热忱里面呢，你做了一个错事呢。从此你就不可原谅。
People are done with you.
没有人想再见到你。
Our God is different from the fans of a soccer club in Germany.
我们的神跟德国的足球迷不一样。
How different he is, we learn in Jeremiah 3.
在耶利米三章，我们看到他怎么样不一样法。
We've heard the text before, but we'll go through the text again, while I speak.
我们会一路上看这段经文。
The chapter begins by describing the initial situation in verse 1.
在第一节讲到当时以色列人的情况。
Here God reminds his people that if a husband divorces his wife and the wife marries another one, the wife can never return to her first husband.
这边讲到，如果有一个人休了妻，而这个妻离婚了以后嫁给别人，就没有可能跟前夫复合。
That's the law that God had given His people.
这是
encountered Him at Mount Sinai.
这是当时耶和华给当时他的子民的命令。
And according to this law, there's no way of restoring the relationship with the first husband.
所以根据律法，与前夫复合是没有可能的。
It is simply impossible.
是完全不可能的事情。
But from verse 1b onward, God addresses his people directly.
但是这边从第一节开始，耶和华这边却有个不同的讲法。
Here he makes clear that the situation of the relationship between him and his people is even worse than the case that was described in the reference to the law in verse 1a.
他首先讲说，他的子民比那个律法里面的前那个妻子情况还要糟糕。
Different from the wife in the law, who had only one second husband.
在那律法里面，妻子只有第二个丈夫。
The people God addresses here had multiple lovers.
但是神的子民却有很多的情人。
Multiple relationships.
很多不同的关系。
And this is described in very graphic words in verses 1b and 2.
在第一节、第二节里面，这边先知形容那个情况。
And you can read those verses now in Chinese.
第一节、第二节，耶和华说：“人若是休妻，妻子离开了他，又嫁了别人，前夫怎能与他复合呢？如果复合，那地不是大大的玷污了吗？你曾与许多情人行淫，还想归向我。”这是耶和华的宣告。你向高凸的光秃的高冈举目看看，哪里没有你的营基？你坐在路旁等候情人，像拉伯人在旷野埋伏一样。你以淫乱和邪恶把这个地玷污了。
The people didn't understand the seriousness of the situation.
似乎当时人并没有看到事情有多严重。
And even the lack of rain.Doesn't make the people reflect about their relationship with God.
就算不下雨，他们仍然没有反思他们跟神的关系。
According to the law, lack of rain would have been the clear indication that there was something wrong in their relationship with their Lord.
根据律法来说，如果当时应该有雨的时候没有雨，那就说人和神的关系出了问题。
Yet the people didn't show any insight.
但是当时人完全没有思考。
The people are stubborn.
他们很固执。
Which is clearly indicated here in verse 3 on the screen.
而这边第三节也形容这个情况。
You can read it in Chinese.
所以甘霖停止，春雨不降，你还是一副妓女的面孔，不顾羞耻。
But to make things even worse, people treat God as if nothing had happened.
或者更糟糕的，这些人觉得没有什么改变了。
They take judgment lightly.
他们认为审判无所谓。
Something illustrated from verses 3, Jeremiah 3, verses 4 to 5.
在第四、第五节里面形容当时他们的态度。
And this is far worse than the case described by the law in Deuteronomy 24 and referred to in Jeremiah 3:1.
这个比当时《生命记》里面24章讲到婚姻，或者是讲耶利米31章讲到的情况更加糟糕。
Not just one husband, but multiple relationships.
不光是一个丈夫，不光是有第二个丈夫，还有很多很多的情人。
What other conclusion could one draw than this?
我们看到这个，我们能够有什么结论呢？
The relationship between God and his people had come to an end.
这个关系基本上已经结束了。
Too much has happened.
太多事情已经发生了。
Return is impossible.
回转是不可能的。
And reconciliation is out of question.
复合是没有可能的。
And as we move on in the text, we come to verses 6 to 9.
当我们继续读的时候，
And these verses serve the purpose of showing the depravity of the people.
第六到第九也讲到当时人他们的情况有多么的严重。
First, Israel is described as committing spiritual adultery.
首先他们在灵命上面行淫。
And then God is depicted as a patient partner who still has hope for the relationship to be restored.
这边他甚至讲说拜偶像的都可以回转。
But Israel disappoints God and continues on her way.
但是当时以色列仍然不肯回转。
And as a result, God terminated the relationship by giving her the letter of divorce.
而最后神逼不得已给她了休书。
Well, this is what we can read in verses 6 to 8 and here in Chinese.
OK, 这边第六到第八节讲说，约西亚王在位的时候，耶和华对我说，被盗的以色列所做的，他怎样走上各高山，在每棵繁茂的树下行营，你看见了没有？我以为他做了这些事以后就必回转过来，但没回转。他诡诈的妹妹犹大也看见了，因被盗的以色列犯了淫乱，我就给他休书把他休了。我看他诡诈的妹妹犹大还是不惧怕，照样行淫。
Yet Judah is not better than Israel.
犹大这边看到这个情况呢，比较起以色列。
The other part of the people of God follow the bad example of Israel and they commit the same spiritual adultery.
犹大跟着以色列的行为，照样也是行淫。
You would assume that when somebody watches somebody else do something wrong and suffer the bad consequences,
我们一般会想象，当一个人看到另外一个人行恶了以后，有不好的结果。
You would then assume that this person would see reason and not do the same.
那一般我们会想，这个人应该会推理，然后最后会决定不要这么做。
Well, this is the wrong assumption.
但这边似乎这个前设就错掉了。
People are not like that.
这些人呢似乎看不到。
About Judah, Jeremiah has this to say.
对于犹大来讲，耶利米说他们是一样的。
The rest of verses, verse 8 and then verse 9 and 10 on the screen and from Linda, in Chinese again.
这边从第八节接下来讲到，犹大看到情况不惧怕，照样行淫，因以色列把自己的淫行视作等闲，去与石头木头行淫，就把这地玷污了。虽然这样，他诡诈的妹妹犹大还没有全心归向，只是假意的归向，这是耶和华说的。
Well, after going through these 10 verses, you would not be surprised if the book of Jeremiah would have cometo its end here.
看完这十节了以后，我们可能想象耶利米书应该这边就讲完了。
What more is there to tell after verse 10?
还有什么可以讲的呢？
Well, nothing, right?
什么都没有了。
Well, of course you know that the book of Jeremiah goes on.
但你们也知道耶利米书继续。
But at this point you would say, well, the only thing thatcould be said now is a stern message of judgment.
接下来能够说的似乎应该就是审判吧。
Nothing else would be appropriate at this point, and then we can close the book of Jeremiah for good.
还有什么好讲的？那似乎除了审判之外，耶利米书就可以给关上了。
And I wouldn't be surprised if the original audience of Jeremiah understood verses 11 and 12 as an introduction to a judgment oracle.
我们看十一、十二节到原来 的听众可能认为这个是一个审判的信息。
Only the word to the north betrays something surprising here.
但是对于北国他所讲的东西，似乎中间又有一些意外的成分。
But as the text goes on, we learn that God has a very different message for his people.
但这个话继续讲下去的时候，我们发现神原来有一个不同的信息。
Fortunately for Israel and Judah, and fortunately for us.
对以色列，对犹大，这是极大的恩典，对我们也是。
God has a very different message for his people.
神对他的子民讲一个不同的信息。
Instead of judgment,
不是审判。
We read something of a call to return.
我们听到神说回转吧。
God invites his people to return to him.
神要他的子民回转。
Return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will not look upon you in anger.
他说，向被盗的以色列回转吧，我必不向你变脸。
What everybody would have agreed on as impossible.
每一个人都会认为没有可能的。
is now possible because God makes it possible.
这边因为神的缘故变成可能了。
God makes the impossible possible against his own law and against all expectations.
不能的可能了，因为神在这边其实违反了他自己的律法，也违反了人所有的盼望。
God calls his people back to him.
神呼召他的子民回转。
Return, faithless Israel.
回转吧，被盗的以色列。
And this is first of all rooted in God's character.
这个是在神自己的本性里面的。
For I am merciful, declares the Lord.
他说，因为我是充满怜悯的。
I will not be angry forever.
我必不永远怀怒。
Isn't that amazing?
这不是极为奇妙的吗？
Against all odds, human beings can return to God.
在所有的意料之外，人可以回转到神那边。
He has open arms for them.
神欢迎人。
Because he is merciful.
因为神是慈爱的。
And because he will not be angry forever.
而他不永远怀怒。
However, the next verse makes clear that a return to God requires that we acknowledge our sin.
但是第十三节讲到回转需要认罪。
Only acknowledge your guilt that you rebelled against the Lord your God and scattered your favors among foreigners under every green tree, and that you have not obeyed my voice, declares the Lord.
第十三节说，只要你承认自己的罪孽，就是背逆了耶和华你的神，在每棵繁茂的树下滥爱外族人的神，没有听从我的话，这是耶和华的宣告。
A broken relationship cannot be restored without acknowledging what went wrong.
当一个关系破裂的时候，除非能够认错，不然的话不能够修复。
You can't go on as if nothing has happened.
你不能当作什么事情都没有发生。
Although I need to qualify it for this case here with God and His people.
但这边我要讲关于神和人之间。
It may look like God can go on as if nothing has happened.
其实这边神可以当作什么都没发生。
But back to us humans.
但是人呢？
Knowing that God is forgiving makes it possible to confess what went wrong.
知道神会有赦免，让人可以回转。
Sin is a burden.
罪是一个重担。
And I hope that we experience sin as a real burden in our lives.
我愿我们真的看到罪在我们身上是一个重担。
But confessing sin means leaving it with God.
但是认罪代表把这个罪担交托给神。
And leaving it with God, we do so in order that He can dispose of it.
当我们把罪担交给神的时候，神就可以释放这个罪担。
And as we move now on to verses 14 to 18, we come to a very rich text.
14到18节是一个非常丰富的经文。
A text that would be worth much more time than the remaining 20 minutes.
要好好的讲呢，要多过20分钟。
Let me highlight just a few things from this text.
所以我只是挑重要的讲几点。
Although people are few first when they return to God and settle in the land again,
虽然最开始回转的人非常少。
But the people will be numerous again.
但这些人会繁殖，会增多。
In accordance to God's promises to Abraham.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候。
So God restores what He had planned for His people.
他在这边，他其实恢复他向他的子民的应许。
It says here, I will take you one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
他说，我要每城娶一个人，每族娶两个，把你们带回到锡安。
And when you have multiplied and been fruitful in the land in those days, declares the Lord.
而你们会在那个地方繁殖增多。
And so on.God restores His people.
而神会修复他的子民。
Here only a number, but we know that restoration means much more.
但是不光只是数目而已。
And then the next thing that I would like to highlight is this.
接下来
From the book of Kings, we know that the kings of Israel and Judah often failed in keeping the people faithful to God.
在列王记我们看到很多的王呢都带着他的子带带着神的子民偏离正道。
But now, when God restores his people, there will be kings who will rule over the people with knowledge and understanding.
但这边耶和华应许将会有牧羊人以真理来牧养他的百姓。
God says, and I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding.
他说，我必把合我心意的牧人赐给你们，他们要用知识和智慧来牧养你们。
And in this new relationship, God's presence will be experienced in a completely different way as before.
而在这个新的关系里面，神的同在将会有一个不同的含义。
At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord.
当时耶路撒冷会成为耶和华的宝座。
And all nations shall gather to it.
而万国要聚集。
To the presence of the Lord in Jerusalem.
会向在耶路撒冷的耶和华聚集。
And they shall no more stubbornly follow their own evil heart.
而他们会离开他们的罪恶。
God's presence will be experience in a fresh new way.
而神的同在会有一个全新的感觉。
All of Israel will be the place of the presence of the Lord, not just the temple as before.
而耶路撒冷这边它是一个全民会感到神同在的地方，而不是只是圣殿而已。
And this will have tremendous, awesome consequences.
而这有一个很重要的结果。
All people will be drawn to Jerusalem.
所有的人会聚集到耶路撒冷来。
To the throne of Yahweh.
到耶和华的宝座前。
To experience God's presence there.
感受到神的同在。
And this gives evidence of the fact that God's plan of salvation includes everybody.
而神的救恩其实是包括所有的人。
Something that will be continued in the New Testament, as we know.
而这个在新约里面，我们看到它应验了。
And then verse 18 concludes with the statement that Judah and Israel will be united in their return to God.
而在十八节讲到犹大和以色列家必同行在神的前面。
And by returning together to God, they reverse the unfortunate split of the kingdom.
而当他们一起回到耶和华前面的时候，他们就回转了之前他们的分裂。
And because God makes return possible, He makes it possible for the people to overcome the consequences of the transgressions of Solomon.
而因为当这耶和华的所为，就让他们回复到在所罗门犯罪之前的情况。
In those days, the house of Judah shall join the house of Israel, and together they shall come from the land of the north to the land that I gave your fathers for a heritage.
而当时犹大和以色列会合一，回到神应许给他们的地方。
Such is the result of the return to God.
这个就是回转的结果。
God makes the impossible possible.
神使不可能的事情可能。
He makes a complete restoration possible.
他有完全的修复。
A restoration that even goes beyond the original state.
而这个修复甚至远超过原来的情况。
God's salvation goes beyond our imagination.
神的工作远超过我们的想象。
It was beyond imagination for the people back then.
在那个时候，人没有办法想象神的工作。
And it's even beyond our imagination.
今天我们仍然很难想象。
But God makes this possible.
但神使这个可能。
What are we now to do with this exposition of God's grace in Jeremiah 3?
所以当我们看到神在这边的恩典的时候，我们应该做什么样的回应呢？
First of all, we should be in awe of God's grace and his character.
首先我们应该来到神的面前，为他的所行所为，他的恩典感到感谢。
God is an amazing God.
神是一个伟大的神。
He makes it possible for us to return to him.
他让我们能够回转。
And we should celebrate him for that.
我们应该要庆祝。
The other reaction that we already find here in Jeremiah is repentance.
第二个回应就是回转。
Once we realize that the way back to God is open again,
当我们意识到回到神前面的这条路已经打开的时候，
we can return and say the same words as the Israelites would have said.
我们可以回到神面前，就像以色列讲的。
Here we are.
我们在这里。
We come to you.
我们来到你前面。
For you are the Lord our God.
你是我们的主，我们的神。
Only through the Lord our God is the deliverance for Israel.
只有我们的主，我们的神拯救以色列。
This is what you read in verses 21 and 23.
这是二十一到二十三节我们看到的。
Here we are. We come to you, for you are the Lord our God.
他说我们 回到你面前，因为耶和华你真是我们的神。
We can respond to God.
我们可以回应神。
By repenting.
我们可以回转。
And acknowledging him as our God again.
而看到我们也承认他是我们的神。
And if there's anything that separates you from God.
当有东西让我们跟神隔离的时候，
God encourages you to return to him.
神要求我们回来。
Whether it is big or small, what separates you from Him?
无论是大事小事，让我们与神隔离的。
In Jeremiah 3, God makes clear that He could deal with the sin of Israel.
在耶利米三章，他讲到他可以处理以色列的罪。
And therefore, He can deal with your sin as well when you return to Him.
当我们回转之后，神也可以处理我们的罪。
In fact,He's there and waits for you to return.
其实他在等待我们的回转。
And having such a God who encourages to return to Him.
有我们这么伟大的一个神等候我们回转。
This also encourages us in our ministry of bringing the gospel to other people.
这也让我们想要把这个大好消息带给别人。
Nobody can be so far away from God that return is not possible anymore.
没有人是离神这么远，回转是不可能的。
From a human perspective, it may look impossible.
在人的眼光看来，或者觉得不可能。
But God makes the impossible possible.
但神使不可能的事情可能。
Because He's a merciful God.
因为他是慈爱的神。
And He will not be angry forever.
他不永远含怒。
Such a great God we have.